From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the show. This is Dan Frio. I usually try at the end of the show or the last segment is to do a credit hack. So I'm going to go to George on this one. George, is there any common threads of the call-ins? We got a lot of call-ins.
We got a lot of call-ins. We got a lot of questions on comment sections on your YouTube.
What's one of the main questions that you get most often?
Well, there's a ton of them, but we've covered a lot of them, like how many credit scores you have and all that. And if anybody hasn't heard or seen that stuff, go through the YouTube videos or go through the podcast page, because all this stuff's been covered. The most common one that we get is actually one that I hadn't really thought of. There's a lot of people who look at this stuff and they're trying to get their credit better, to get a loan or to get refinanced, or maybe they missed a few payments, so they're waiting out that year. The most common question has to do with the amount of time it takes. So if you pay your credit card, they report that right away, you know, at the statement date, but it doesn't show up on your credit for like 60 days. And people wonder why it takes so long for things to show up on their credit report.
Great question. So what normally happens is you get your statement that when your statement gets issued, that data gets pushed out to the credit agencies. So it'll say, you know, you have that American Express bill, you owe $1,000, and all that data gets pushed out. You get the statement, you pay off the $1,000, and you're thinking, okay, well, now on my credit report, it's going to say zero balance because I just paid it. No, because what happens is the date that the statement was issued, you had the $1,000 balance. Okay, so here's what happens. It usually does take, you know, 30 to 45 days, maybe 60 days and sometimes to cycle through. But again, by the next cycle, the new statement goes out and there's a balance on it again. And now it shows up with that balance on your credit report. So here's one of the systems I use, and this is kind of unique to this industry. When I pull your credit, it'll give me your credit scores, but then it also comes back and says, you know, you can pick up these many points if you do this. So for example, you owe $1,000 on your American Express bill. Your high credit limit is 1,000. It's really devastating. I won't put it that way. It's really affecting your mortgage or your credit scores in a bad way. Okay. So what that system tells me is if we pay that account down to X, you'll pick up this many points. Here's where that comes in. Here's where that's really effective. The best mortgage rate you can get is established at a 740 credit score or higher. So let's say, for example, I pull your credit and you're at a 730. What could we do to get you to 740? Well, I might come back and say, pay down that American Express bill. So you pay it down, and then you normally have to wait. Here's what I do. I'll ask you, after you pay that down, wait a day or two for that payment to cycle, call American Express, get a balance letter, send me that balance letter, I'll send it into our reporting agency, and I'll have it fixed within 48 hours, and I'll have you rescored. So, recapping is, you have a 730 credit score. We need to get you over 740. The system tells me that that person needs to pay down that bill $500. If you do that, we'll pick up 30 points. That puts us over the 740 where we need to be. So I come back to you and say, okay, pay down that American Express bill, $500. 2 days later, call them and get a balance letter. Send that to me. Within 2 days after that, we'll have your credit scores updated. We'll have that balance updated, and we'll be over a 740 credit score. And that's the process. So that's how I help you get around that issue.
And you can do it pretty much right away, like you were saying.
I mean, absolutely. That's, I can have you fixed within the week.
Yeah, no waiting on
instead
that.
Instead of waiting 45 to 60 days.
Fair enough.
So, okay, what's the next question, George? I hope that was a good answer.
I think that was more than I knew about it. Next question is actually is a voicemail we got, but I didn't have the audio. I apologize. But Denise in Elgin is asking, how much time does she need to have the money in her account for her down payment prior to her pre-approval in order to not need a gift letter?
Great question. Here's what I would suggest you do. If the money hasn't transferred yet, don't transfer it. let's do the gift letter, because the gift letter isn't as devastating as most people think. But what has to be, let's say you moved it into the account. We can also get around that by still doing a gift piece, validating, let's say mom and dad gave you the money. If we can show the money came out of their account, say $10,000, and they put the $10,000 into your account directly, and everything matches up, we can use it as that way. But let's say they gave you cash. Cash is bad. I mean, believe it or not, everybody's cash is king, but not in the mortgage business.
Well, in real estate, they're looking to prevent money laundering,
exactly.
Right? So cash is exactly what you don't want.
Exactly. So it has to be there for 60 days or two banking cycles. So
that's not that long.
But many times the banking cycles might be, you might have hit it kind of like that credit card thing. You might have hit it at a bad time. What we could do is go back and ask your bank, go to the bank and ask them to print you a detailed history going back 60 days. I need 60 days worth. So they can print you a transaction detail going back 60 days. They'll actually, and they do this probably every day, they'll stamp it and sign it that it's factual. Get that to me and we can use that as well.
So this one's from a YouTube comment. All it says was Alan, so I don't know whoever Alan is. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Alan. Thanks for calling. And if you put something on YouTube, check it, because I can almost guarantee you that I replied.
Yeah. So this was a question. It's an interesting one that I hadn't really thought of. This is a little bit long-winded, but yeah. Let me paraphrase it here for radio.
Sure.
He was trying to improve his credit. He had two cars. One was almost paid off. One they just bought. He had an existing mortgage payment that he's looking to refinance. He had some credit card accounts, and his wife had some store accounts, like Kohl's. It says Kohl's and Ulta. I think that's a makeup thing.
Yeah.
So, and he paid off and closed a few accounts, but then his mortgage guy yelled at him. Yeah. And so he's wondering what types of accounts you'd want him to keep and what types of accounts you'd want him to get rid of. So you'd want to pay off your car, right? But you don't necessarily want to close your revolving credit accounts
Perfect. Great question. And I we get this a lot because people are like, why? I don't use that account anymore. Why wouldn't I just close it? Well, it's kind of an in-depth question, but I'll explain to what will close. You have no options of closing. Your car loan's going to close out. You pay all the payments and then it's done. It's done. But your credit cards, what happens is there's a utilization rate or ratio for all of your credit. And then there's a utilization ratio for every account that you have. So let me break it down. If you have a Visa account and you have a $1,000 high credit limit, and your utilization rate plays a main point of your credit scoring systems. We like that to be 30% of your high credit limit or lower.
So on that $1,000 card, it's $300.
Correct. So if you're $300 or less owed on that account, you're probably in very good shape. We probably can't pick up that many more points if we did anything with it. Okay. So let's say you have five accounts of that. So you have five $1,000 accounts. So now your overall utilization ratio is factored on the balance that you owe on all those cards divided by the 5,000, your total overall credit.
And it's not separated from different types of credits, right? It's all of your debt and all of your income and all of your total credit available.
Yes. And basically, these are accounts on the revolving side because, again, installments aren't really factored in this way. Okay, because otherwise, as soon as you bought a car, you owe $30,000. The balance is $30,000. You'd be devastated.
Right. So also, I think with installment payments, mortgages, cars, things like that, if you get you're newly married and you get suckered into buying $1,000 of dishware or something, those are things that you actually receive a product for. So for the most part, you actually have something with some equity, whether it's a house or a car or whatever. There's something on the back end of that payment that you have. So when those close, you still have that thing.
That item, yeah.
When you keep a credit card open, like a Visa card or MasterCard or something, you have that credit available. So either way, you're still holding something of that value.
Correct. So on that, let's say, for example, that, and you had three accounts that you had $1,000 on each, and the other two zero. So now you owe $3,000 of the total of $5,000 in all your overall available debt. So that's 3/5 of your utilization rate.
Right.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Yep.
Now you close the two that have zero balances.
Ooh.
Now you owe $3,000 of 3,000. Now you're at 100% utilization rate.
Right.
That's going to affect you.
Now,
so that's why we don't want you.
3,000 on 5,000, 60%. So you want it down to 30%, right?
Right.
So if you were to pay $1,500 off of those accounts or open another account with a high credit limit, that's going to effectively remove that barrier. That's going to lower that ratio enough for you to be able to get a loan.
There is no direct science behind this. There is, but nobody knows.
So it just comes down to the underwriter and his guidelines, or what?
The credit report is all a computerized system. So we have a system that we use that a lot of people don't have, where it'll tell me what we can or can't do to help you increase your credit scores. It's legal. It's built into the system, the algorithms and everything that the creator used. But we go in and say, okay, if we paid down this account to this is exactly what it'll do to your credit scores. And it's exact. If I come back and say to you, you know, we need to pick up 20 points and it's saying we have to pay Discover down $500. If you pay it down $500, we're going to pick up those points exactly. Unless something else transpired during the time that we did this. But what we do is we focus on that account. And, you know, if we do it in a timely manner, most of the time, probably 99% of the time, we're getting exactly what we expected. I hope that all makes sense. So to find out more about me and about all these services that I have, I am a mortgage advisor in the Chicagoland area, have been for over 32 years. I have a huge following on YouTube, The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. You'll find me there. You got to know who you're dealing with. Let's say you're putting a $500,000 investment in something. You're not just going to go Google invest $500,000 and the first person that pops up as an ad, you're not going to click into there and send them your money. Why are you doing that with your mortgage? Why are you doing that with a home? So Google The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio or Dan Frio. You're going to see hopefully about 5, 6, 7 pages. You're going to have my Google reviews, my Yelp reviews, my YouTube videos, my podcasts, my every rating you can about me and everything that I've done over the life that I've been doing this. My website's going to be down until about the 8th or the 9th. We're revamping everything. We rebranded our name. We rebranded everything, and our technology is going to be out the roof.
Yeah, doing some very cool things.
But I urge people to call me. So come, give me a call at 844-775-LOAN or shoot me an email at danny.frio@preferredrate.com.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Call Dan today at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or online at thefrioteam.com.